Okay, great. So, yeah. So, to start, I just want to say that we are dance theater artists and we are artistic collaborators who met about 8 years ago and immediately felt together that sort of vibrant spark when you were immediately drawn to someone. Has anyone had that experience before? You just don't know quite why, but you're just interested in someone. There's something that you're feeling between you. There's something that happens when you come into contact with someone. So we had that. We were in grad school together in the United States, in Colorado, and could feel that there was something that came alive when we came in contact with each other. And since then, we decided that we were curious.
I told her over a beer, I said, you're my collaboration crush.
That was it.
Collaboration crush.
Yes. So we decided that we were curious enough about that energy between us that we wanted to figure out how to engage it, how to explore it, and how to create from it. So we've worked together to create dance theater work, which hopefully you'll come to see on Friday. We're going to perform on Friday. But we were curious enough about it to sort of try to mine a process, a creative process, a collaborative process that took our collaboration and that energy of contact to a whole other level, sort of mined that creative possibility and potential. So this process, taster, really, because it could be a really long, week-long engagement.
We've been doing it for 8 years.
So just a little taster into this really deeply personal and process that we've developed over time.
Yeah, it wasn't handed to us. We just noticed over all these years and through all these different phases and chapters of our lives, oh, this is what we do. It's like it came from subject to object. Oh, this is the process that we are in love with. Because as dancers, there's an overemphasis in the dance world on making a thing, making a performance, so making an it. And to the detriment sometimes of like how I'm going to develop or how we're going to be in relationship. It's like we're going to make an it no matter what we do to each other along the way. And sometimes it's pretty unhealthy. And then in some of our circles in Boulder, Colorado, there's a lot of I practices and we practices that are beautiful, that never make something that's tangible, that's a third thing. And so we sort of got most turned on by how could we do both? How could we have a creative process that's also a self-realizing and relationship-tending process? So it's this like three-perspectival process that really works us. Like we're making something that's going to be performed by an audience that's an art piece that's also making me and making us. And it's so fun that we wanted to offer it. We hope you think it's fun. It's okay if you don't. It might be challenging and awkward, and that's okay too.
So that being said, being dance theater artists, this is an embodied practice. It is of the body. So, hence the shoes off, moving our bodies, and we will probably be engaging touch. So if that feels okay for everybody, we recognize that this may not be your home turf, it may not be your deep comfort zone, it might be a little challenging or particularly edgy at some point. So we will talk about some agreements on that sense, and we just trust that you will be self-responsible in how you engage with yourself and with each other and in the process. Does that seem okay for everybody? Is everyone in? You could just like stick one hand in.
One hand in.
If you're in,
great.
Okay, great.
And then just one more safety precaution. There's holes in the floor right here. So and I didn't know that until this moment.
Yeah.
So when you see that duct tape, be really mindful. That could be a big
out. So before we get started, I just want to say again, this is a ride, a wild ride into our collaborative process, the process that we engage together. And it is also a making process. So through this time, we hope that you were open to creating something, to
1 minute with a partner.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense.
So maybe you can just quickly go around, say your name, where you're from, and then I want to offer either you can say one word of how you are doing in this moment, something that represents how you might be feeling, or if you're really interested, you can do a movement. So I could say, Lauren, I'm from the United States. I'm feeling awesome. Or I could say, like that. So you can
or,
do a
or.
Movement. Or.
Like that sound.
So just one kind of expression of how you're doing. And we'll just kind of.
And we're going to do it fast because we don't have much time.
Yeah.
Do you want to start? You just went.
I just went.
Okay.
Yeah.
Europe, United States. So excited.
George, Romania.
Joachim, Sweden, vulnerable. Alain, United States, embracing.
Nicholas from Switzerland.
Jeremy from Switzerland and South Africa, really fresh.
Did you say fresh?
Refresh.
Ready for
ready
fresh.
Ready for
ready
fresh.
Daniel, Colombia, play.
Suzanne, Denmark, waiting for what is happening here.
Estelle, France, touched.
Manu, Belgium.
Okay.
Marcus, Germany, open and curious.
Hannah, Czech Republic, feel quite comfortable.
Pete, United States.
Ralph, Germany, excited.
Eitan, US.
Heidi, United States.
Ready.
Megan, United States.
Oh, Portugal, smiling the possibilities.
Gilda, Portugal, curious.
Stuart, England, split, contribution, support.
John, England. Jordan, Texas.
Totally.
Must be in the right corner. Spokane, Washington, shy.
Yes.
Finley from England, so split.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Great.
Okay, great.
So we're going to start moving.
Okay. Oh. Yay. Fantastic. Welcome. We just had a short introduction about name, where you're from, and a movement or a word.
Yeah, my name is Paola, I am from Mexico, and I am late.
Perfect. Okay, so with that, start to walk into the space. Be careful of these holes. Watch out for other objects in the room, but just start to walk. You don't have to go slow, you can. And just start to move your body in a pedestrian way. You don't have to be special or cool. You can if you want.
And from here, as you pass the next person, you're just going to place your hand on their shoulder. Just give them a little touch, and then keep walking. And then do it again. As you're passing people, you're just kind of making a little contact with that shoulder bone, the place where the arm comes into the socket. And it might be the shoulder blade on the back, just a little touch. Don't worry about it. It's just a little touch.
Doesn't mean anything.
Now, the next time that you feel that touch on your shoulder, you're going to let it move you in some way. So as you feel that touch, you might move to the floor.
Whoa.
You might raise your arm up into the sky. But you're just going to let that touch shift you in some way. And how you choose to do that might make you turn. It might make you jump. It might make you, again, kind of shimmy in some way. So that point of contact just has a little bit of impact. And you get to choose, again, how that changes you. And maybe just allow it. Try not to think too much about it. Beautiful. The floor is available. The space around you is available. Good. Thanks, guys. Just feeling that point of contact, a little responsiveness. And then over the next two or three, we'll just do two or three more. Take a risk. Again, try something new. Something that you haven't done before. Noticing where your comfort zone is, noticing where your comfort zone is not. Gently leaning in to that place. Nice, beautiful. Now, changing this up just a little bit. You are going to try to touch everybody's shoulder, but not let yourself be touched by
yourself. To give you a little more context.
tender and the deep and the erotic and the spiritual, and the absurd and the ridiculous and the irrational, all of that within the umbrella of intimacy. So first person, vitality. Second person, intimacy. And then when we're making a thing, the third thing that comes uniquely out of us and that you'll practice with a partner, we're really valuing working the muscle of imagination. We really value, I think we just have a lot of fun imagining our way into the most layered, complex, ridiculous, heartbreaking, connective scenarios. So we're working vitality, intimacy, and imagination. And of course they're not like black and white broken up into those three things. They're always interconnected, one dynamic whole. My eye is always impacting our we, is always impacting our third thing, which we have named Eunice. It's a long story. And our organization is called Eunice Embodiment. But she is a being that we relate with, that we are part of, but she also tells us what art to make. So it's this weird hold on. Does that make sense? And it's really fun because each piece impacts the other. So we just wanted to outline that kind of framework map, and we'll take you through it. And then just in terms of, like, we're not all necessarily artists, and we're in a conference setting, and this is pre-conference getting us ready for a big few days. So hopefully what we want you to take away from this is an awareness of and a capacity to play with the emergent possibility of any point of contact that you have this week. So we are life partners in art. And it could be your life partner, it could be your teacher, or it could be a 5-second conversation at the coffee bar. But what is the particular chemistry and alchemy of you and any other thou, as Martin Buber says, that catalyzes into something that could never exist without those two particular things? And you might even have the sense that it's this thing that longs to exist. Ken Wilber said, I have the feeling at one point in meditation that the dances we make and the poems that I write, that they were sentient beings, just in the subtle realm. And that they wanted to come into form, and that we were like, mamas. Does that make sense? It may sound a little crazy, but I said to my teacher, Diane Hamilton, I said, I feel like ideas and our artwork are sentient beings. And she said, oh yeah, Ken talks about that. So it's kind of an interesting thing to feel into, that there could be conversations, ideas, states of being that want to come through you but need another partner. Is this all landing? Great. So hopefully that's the bridge from here to the conference. So one more layer and then we'll dive in. It's something we track really carefully is power. And it's important for us to name. We're not gonna go deeply into it today because we don't have time. But as you're making something, there's always power dynamics at play. So we're constantly watching the arising of, I have an idea, I'm passionate, I'm gonna assert, you're gonna yield. You're gonna assert, I'm gonna yield. We're gonna butt heads because we're both passionate until it explodes into another thing. So just to know that we're gonna drop in inquiry and invitations to notice power dynamics in ourselves and each other. Cool?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Agreements.
Excuse me, can I ask you to use the microphone? Is it possible?
Are we being too loud?
No, we want to record the session. So, and we can record it only if you use.
Sure.
If it's not a problem.
I'm going to keep going with the agreements, though. We just have three simple ones, and you can add if you want to add something. The first one is, it's over there, to be for each other. You're welcome. Working? Yeah, we're going to agree to be for each other. So on the same team. So I'm not going to watch Lauren dance and be like, pretty good. Could be better. I'm going to be for her. I'm going to stay on her side. Is that one good? Put your hand up if you agree.
Thank you. The second one is to practice staying present, available, and curious. Can you agree to practice staying present, available, and curious? Hand in the air. Great. And even available to your own unavailability. And then finally, we're going to agree to stay in this with each other until it's over. Yeah? We're not going to bail. Because you're going to be working with a partner. You don't want to leave them hanging. Agree? Okay. Okay, we need to dive in.
Okay, fantastic. So, first layer of this process is the I, first person perspective. And so we're going to kind of deepen a little bit of improvisation, a little bit of movement into your awareness of your own contours. So I just ask that you stand here up and just find a place in the room that feels right for you to start. There's no front, back, sideways, otherwise. There's no limits to this otherwise, except for perhaps honoring the fact that everyone is trying to tune into their own selves. So when the music starts, you're going to start moving. And I just ask that you keep moving. So if that feels, it's like a free writing exercise. When you come into a blank spot, a stuck spot, whatever it might be, a particular wall or an edge, see if you can just keep moving, even if it's a sway or a stretch or a squeeze or whatever it might be. Just, yeah, golf swing, just whatever it is, like just keep moving and trust yourself through it. So close your eyes for a moment. Again, feel your feet on the ground. And just take a moment to bring your awareness to your body, the full contours of your body, from the head all the way down to the feet, and from your feet connected to the earth, imagining roots dropping down beneath the floor into the ground itself, and from the floor feeling the buoyancy and the aliveness and the evolution of being upright all the way up through the crown of the head. Allow your senses to come alive, even as the eyes are closed, if they are, just noticing the sensation of light, the feeling of the air, the clothes, or the breeze, the movement of your breath or your heartbeat. Notice any smells or tastes or sounds. And again, being open, present to, available, and curious about all of these as source material for a deeper relationship to your own self with a big, big S, including a small, small S, but kind of the wide, multi-layered, multifaceted, all-inclusive landscape, inner and outer awareness of the particular amazing uniqueness of your own self. See if you can just begin to move from this self, from your deepest impulses or desires or fears or vitality, giving movement to the thoughts or the feelings or the sensations. You can begin to open your eyes. You can move anywhere in space and in any way, into the floor, around the room, into the space. But this next couple of minutes is just for you, just to circle around and come into contact with you. Hmm? So keep going. I'm going to start that song over, but keep going. So again, see if you can come into contact with yourself and begin to notice if there's any censoring. We want to find our way into contact that is as freely uninhibited as possible. Letting go of any judgment, any criticism, even any commentary for how you are being moved. Sometimes our mentors say, get out of your own way. Just let yourself be moved. There are no right or wrong answers, or ways, or choices in this moment. And be curious. Again, all of this experience is your source material. And just like before, notice if you are maintaining in your comfort zone, and just be open to leaning in to a threshold or an edge that is just right there, hovering or swirling about, a new possibility, a deeper range in space, in dynamic, in your body. With full permission to do exactly everything that you want to do in this moment with your body. And if you had 30 more seconds to really get in there, to not hold anything back, to offer yourself this 30 seconds, how would you move? And just to begin to add in, let this exploration of yourself begin to move through space. Take your movement again through the contours of the room, letting it move not only you, but in space. And as you let it move in space, just taking a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and freeze. Beautiful. From this place, from this deep contact with yourself, find the nearest person to you. Don't think too much about it. And then as you find that person, just make your way to them. And if you don't have someone, raise your hand. Does everyone have someone? Great. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to begin to move from first-person perspective into the we space. So this is where it can get interesting in a lot of different ways. So notice your partner. We're just going to begin to have a little bit of time to witness your partner. So the way in which this is going to go is one of you, you can decide who would like to go first. This is your first decision together. Who would like to go first? And let's say when you decide who is going to go first, the person who has decided to go first is going to close their eyes. So again, if you've decided to go first, close your eyes.
Make sure you don't both close your eyes.
Yes, don't. One person eyes open, one person eyes closed. Okay, good. Those of you with your eyes closed, you're going to go back into that first person movement exploration. When, not quite yet, but when the music comes on. The partner that has their eyes open, you're witnessing. You're watching, you're observing, you're noticing. Again, this is not where your judgment should come back. This is not where you derail or destroy them with your mind. This is where you are open and available and curious to who and what and how they are moving. Person eyes closed is going to move, and the person whose eyes open, you are going to watch and observe and take them in fully, and very importantly, keep them safe. So you are going to guide with gentle touch. If they start to move through the room, you might give them a little touch on the shoulder saying, hey, don't go any further backwards or forwards or to the side. So noticing that there's a lot of people in the room, so more or less stay where you are. Raise your hand if you feel good about where we're going to go from here. Everyone okay? All right. Here we go. So first person with their eyes closed, again, just begin to move into that first person movement expression. See if even though as you're being witnessed, you can be as uninhibited. And the person who is witnessing, see if you can still be available in your body. And just begin to take them in. Notice the particular uniqueness of your partner. The contours, the dynamics, the essence. Totally. With all of your senses, open and available to your partner. And those of you moving, again, how do you want to be seen? Is there anything else, if you had 30 more seconds, that you want to reveal about yourself through moving? This wide and full spectrum of you. And then those of you who are moving, just begin to bring it to a close. Gently find an ending for this moment. And pause collectively. Take a deep breath in. And go ahead and open your eyes. Thank your partner for both of those roles. And then we'll switch. So those of you who had your eyes open will now close your eyes. And those of you with your eyes closed now begin to switch roles into that holding space, witnessing fully, and we'll go back in.
Keeping each other safe.
So if you are moving, you are allowing yourself to be moved from the deepest contours of your own inner awareness and landscape, and being allowing yourself to be witnessed. And if you are witnessing, see if you can stay alive in your body, your heart, your mind, and take in your partner with all of your senses. Notice the layers, the contours, the dynamics, the subtlety, the particular uniqueness. Those of you moving, if you had 30 seconds left to reveal any particular nuance of yourself to your partner, how would you move? And beginning to find an ending. And as you bring yourself to stillness again, collectively take a deep breath in. Open your eyes. Thank your partner.
Stay with your partner. Make sure both of you are standing now. If you moved first with your eyes closed, close your eyes again. Everybody, actually, close your eyes. Find whatever was most valuable in that. What did you learn that was most valuable? And keep connected to that. If there's something that you don't need to carry forward, see if you can exhale it out the bottoms of your feet to be recycled and composted by the earth. So take forward what was most valuable and release anything you don't need to carry forward. That was a bridge from the I to the we. We're going to go a little deeper into the we. If you moved first with your eyes closed, keep your eyes closed. If not, if you were the first witnesser, open your eyes again. If your eyes are closed and you give permission to receive appropriate touch, nod your head vigorously yes. Okay, if you don't get a yes, you're going to follow the instructions and just keep your hands like a couple of inches away from their body. Okay, So person with eyes open, you're going to give full human touch. So first bring your hands together, rub them together, create some heat, and just behold your partner standing here with their eyes closed. So shift your gaze from a stare to a beholding, meaning take in as much of them as you can, and then bring one hand to their heart, their sternum, and one hand to the back of their heart. So you're coming to their side, you're touching their sternum, and behind their heart. If you didn't get a yes to touch, just bring your hands near their body, but without touch. If your hands are on their body, go ahead and press in. So don't be shy. Don't be afraid to actually penetrate their experience with your touch. See if you can create a container of holding around their subtle heart space in which their heart is invited to soften. It doesn't have to, it's just invited to soften by the strength of your holding. And if this is in any way robotic or forced, shift it as you can to make it a real, genuine gesture. And this is a meditation, so you're watching your mind, and you're either clearing it or consciously directing benevolent wishes into your partner's being. It can be fun to line up your breath if you're giving touch. And if it's available, everybody deepen your breath. Good, now gently release your hands from their heart. And if it's okay for your body, bend down in front of them and press your hands on top of their feet. So you're really rooting their feet down into the ground. So you're crouching down in front of them, pressing down to the tops of their feet. If it's not okay to crouch, stand behind them and just press down on their shoulders. Inviting them to root down. And all together, a deep full inhale all the way down to the feet. And an open mouth exhale. Awesome. Partners who are giving, just begin to follow your intuition and give a squeezing touch to their legs, their arms, their shoulders, their face, their neck, their ears, their scalp. What you're drawn to. And if you're receiving touch and you don't like it, you can say stop. So if you're giving touch and you haven't heard that word, trust that you can squeeze pretty vigorously. The intention is to make contact and to penetrate their experience. If you're receiving and you feel emotion moving, let it move. And then let the squeezing turn into a gentle padding. So you're creating some vitality and vigorous energy, padding their body, their chest, their arms, their legs, speeding up. So moving the intimacy from a soft, tender intimacy to a real vigorous, vital contact. Padding. Good. So you're shaking up their energy and then begin to swipe down from head to toe. So from their head down their back, avoid their butt, down the back of their legs, down their arms, across their chest. You can go across their forehead, down the fronts of their legs. You're swiping off anything they don't need in their energetic body. Pretend that you know what they don't need and swipe it off. Pretend you know and give it to the earth and go a little faster, a little harder. Really give them the gift of taking away whatever layers they don't need. And then wick it off your hands so you don't take it forward. Wick it off, give it to the earth, and then let that turn into wind. Make wind with your hands around their head, move around them, and snap, make sound, clap above their head, make wind, clap, snap, waking them up. Good. Yeah, let it turn into a round of applause. And come to stillness. And as quickly and efficiently as you can, switch roles. If you were just giving, come to stillness, close your eyes. If you were just receiving, take a breath, receive the gift you got, and then open your eyes and behold your partner. So see them, bring your hands together, rub your hands together, find some heat. Train your mind to either drop thought or focus good wishes toward your partner. And then bring one hand full human contact to their sternum, the front of their heart, and one hand to the back of their heart, and press in. If you're receiving and it's too much pressure, you can say less or stop. So partner's giving trust that you can press hard and create a strong, real container within which this heart is invited to soften, melt, blossom open a little bit, feel held, brighten, awaken. See if you can find two breaths lined up with your partner. If emotion is moving, let it move, let it change, let it pass, empty, re-arise. Gently release your hands, come in front of them, crouch down, press their feet down, rooting them into the earth. If your body doesn't like to crouch down, just stand behind them, press down onto their shoulders, giving them that same intention to root down, connecting with the molten core of the earth. Then beginning to follow your intuition in squeezing any part of their body that's appropriate, squeezing and kneading out tension, fear, contraction, trusting they will say no thank you or stop or less or more. So don't be shy. And don't forget the ears and the fingers and the face. The face wants to be squeezed too sometimes. The jaw. If you're receiving and you don't like something, you can practice setting boundaries. Squeezing, and then beginning to pat. So you squeezed and now start to shake up their energy like a snow globe that's being shaken. You're patting, patting, speed it up. Patting their body, their chest, their arms, their back, their face gently, their legs. And then beginning to swipe down from head to toe. Down their back, down their arms, down their legs, avoiding the butt, down the fronts of their legs, across their forehead, across their heart, swiping, relieving them of something that they can't see, being audacious enough to assume that you can do that. and then shake your hands out and wick that off your hands into the earth so it doesn't stay with you. And let that shaking of the hands turn into wind around them, move in a circle around them and snap and clap and create wind, sound, aliveness, vitality. Let it turn into a full round of applause for their beauty. And then let that come to stillness. Stand in front of them. Close your eyes, everybody. One big full breath. Amplify what's good about what's happening. Exhale, release something if you can that's not so good. And then opening your eyes, and we're going to practice, we're going to stay with this partner, so you don't need to thank them yet. We're going to practice being really agile and flexible right now, because for some of us, that is really tender and vulnerable, right? To be touched like that. So we're going to move with agility to the other end of the intimacy spectrum into possibly absurd land. So we're going to teach you an exercise that we do sometimes. You can look over here. Lauren and I will model it. You're going to try it with your partner. Okay, so you're going to face your partner. Let's say that I was the first person dancing, so I'm partner A. I was the first person moving, the first person receiving touch. Raise your hand if that's you. We're going to name you partner one. So I'm partner one. My job is to look at Lauren and to either laugh or fake laugh. By whatever means, I'm going to laugh. She is going to try to mirror my face. So whatever I do with my face, she's going to do. every 5 seconds or so, I'm going to try to let my face drop, go completely neutral, like I'm getting water washed. So it's like, and she's going to imitate me. Then we're going to switch. She's going to lead. It's really hard. And you're going to mirror each other. And then we're going to let it just take a life of its own. Okay? But so face your partner.
So you may notice that at first, this might have to be forced. It might have to be something that you just make up for yourself. You're going to fake laugh. But you're going to fake it until, perhaps, it becomes real. So you're just going to allow yourself that possibility that it just kind of dives in and weaves its way into kind of an authentic laugh ride, laugh slack jaw ride.
Yeah, if you're like, fuck this isn't real, go slap. That's your opportunity, just let it drop. Sorry for the F-bomb. Okay? And then let it re-arise. Okay, so
partner A, go. Okay, great, keep going, but now switch. So partner B, you're leading, you're initiating the fake laugh or the laugh. Partner A, imitate. And now just let it take on a life of its own. Switch from leading to following, laughing to slack jaw. Let it get as big as it wants to, and then drop away. Now try, both of you are initiating, both of you are initiating. Both of you are initiating and imitating. Now try to keep the laugh going without stopping. Even if you have to fake it, just keep laughing. Okay. Okay. Now start to let your body move with the laughter. Keep laughing. Let your body move so it becomes a full body mirroring movement. Keep moving. Keep moving. Stop laughing. Stop laughing. Keep moving. Stop laughing. Keep moving. Switch back and forth between who's leading and who's following. And keep moving. Whatever you do, keep moving. You can lead your partner. You can follow. It's a conversation back and forth with this partner. If you need to laugh, you can laugh. If you need to cry, you can cry. Just keep moving. If you don't know what to do, copy someone. It can be so subtle and small. It can be so big and ridiculous. But you're in conversation with this partner, and you're blinking back and forth between moving with them and sensing into your first person, I, deepest desires, vitality, impulses. So turn in, find your deepest impulses, turn out, receive your partner.
And again, at any moment, you can laugh. At any moment, you can let your whole body do that slack jaw, just drop, and allow something new to arise. Allow this to be a conversation. Allow this to be a response to each other. Noticing the contours of power. One of you may initiate, one of you may receive. Both of you may initiate, both of you may receive. Allow it to move and be fluid. And again, if you had 30 more seconds to create something together, spontaneously, in this moment, 30 more seconds. Uncensored, 10 more seconds.
How does your breath feel?
And in 10 seconds, you'll find an ending. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Free.
Awesome.
Wow.
Amazing. God. Okay. Everyone take, again, a collective deep breath. Okay, we're going to open the door. You guys are amazing. This is fantastic. Okay, great. We're going to stay with our partners. We're going to move now. So how do you feel?
Sweaty.
Sweaty. Yes. Okay, good. That was our intention all along. So you may notice, you may feel something within your own self. You may feel something in relation to each other. It could be a range of possibilities, but just kind of keep that, keep yourself connected to that. And we're going to move from the I through the we to now the it. So notice, see if you can kind of rewind for a moment and take in what you made just now together. Kind of spontaneously happen because of the particular alchemy between the two of you. So just close your eyes for a moment and see if you can rewind and note something particularly unique that just happened between you. If you were to describe it to someone over lunch, this thing that happened between you with this other person that didn't exist before this moment. It could be tender, it could be wild, it could be ordinary, but just take note and then open your eyes. So it already happened. The it is here. It's already here. The third thing is already, it has like been swirling and now it's already sort of landed in between you. So just know that you're already doing
the
thing. Can you hear? Okay, great. So we're just going to expand upon that. We're going to dive into something that we love to do to sort of bring the it a little bit more fully realized into the moment. This is a game we call Yes and. You may have heard this before. It comes from the theater realm. It's an improvisational game. It's kind of a manifesting game spontaneously in the moment. So yes and. So it expands upon any and all imaginative possibilities. So we're going to mirror it again, or we're going to model it together. So again, you're engaging your imagination. You could start with something that has just happened between you, or any idea from any contour of yourself, your identity, your expertise, your mastery, your imaginative interior. And then your partner has to say yes. And
for now.
Yes. And then you add to it or you respond to it or something happens. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is about the thing.
This thing is about your making.
Mm-hmm. You want to start?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make a thing that feels the way that I did just now, mm-hmm. talking with you.
Yes. And I want to move in a way that like really folds my hips and then stretches my hips are tight. I want to fold my hips and stretch my hips.
Yes, and I think it would be amazing if we added, remember that moment just now where you rolled on the floor and then I kind of crawled over you? I think we should definitely put that in.
Okay.
Yes, totally. And I think we should be wearing gold bathing suits. I want to do that and wear gold bathing suits when we make this thing.
Yes, and, but I think what we should do first is wear black jumpsuits over the gold swimsuit. So there could be a moment where we unzip and then reveal.
Okay.
Yes, totally. And I think that we should make them, after we've been doing something for a while, I think we should make them vote between us. So one of us wins and one of us loses type of thing.
That sounds great. I think we should do that. But we should start
and.
We were describing our show, by the way. Do you get the point? Yeah. And let yourself have fun, okay?
So again, this is about what you're going to make, your one-minute performance that is going to happen next. What do you want it to be? What would you like it to entail?
It can also be, I just want to go into child's pose and hide from everything in this room.
Fair. So give it a shot, and then if we have any questions, we'll see. Okay? Yes.
Are we really going to do a thing for a minute?
Mm-hmm. So, but let it move through your imagination in a way that could be totally impossible. That's okay. So it doesn't have to be realistic or literal in this moment. You can make it impossible in your imaginative realm, and then we'll go from there. Okay, here we go.
Yes, and
begin.
Thank you.
So again, 30 more seconds to imagine beyond time and space. 30 more seconds. Okay, please pause. Please pause. I'm so sorry. I wish I could give you another hour, because if you just look around the room, you could. Sorry, I'm. It's like Maria Montessori says, never interrupt a concentrated child. I feel like I just interrupted 25 concentrated children. So not to interrupt too much, but now begin, go from the yes and where there's no limitation to knowing that you have a minute or less in your performance. You have this space, and you have your body, your language, and your presence. Those are your tools. So start to actively manifest your favorite things from the yes and into something that you can perform in a minute or less here with your body and your words and your presence.
So notice, this is where it gets really interesting, because you've gone into this imaginative, impossible realm, and now you have to make decisions in time and space. With bodies.
And navigate power dynamics.
And your egos. So, give it a whirl. See what happens. Yes.
Wordless without speaking.
No, it can have words. It can have sound. It can have movement. It just has to have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
One more minute. Don't make it perfect.
One more minute. Just make sure you have something. One more minute. Don't make it perfect. Okay, go ahead and bring it to a close. It's okay if you feel like you don't know exactly what you're doing. Come to stillness. Can you ring the bell? Come to stillness and come to standing, please. And spread out throughout the room. Spread out throughout the room. Spread out throughout the room, please. So you're standing near your partner, but you're spread kind of evenly around the room. Okay, great. Thank you so much for your willingness. I feel really like touched and inspired. We don't have time. I wish we could see each pair. What we're gonna do is this purple line. If you're on this side of the room, you're gonna perform yours with your partner, with everybody else. We're gonna watch you. Then we're gonna switch. And then if you're like, I just made the most brilliant piece of performance art, we're going to have a moment where if you want to perform it, just you and your partner, you can, okay? So, audience, performers, begin.
Oh my God, we have to videotape it. We have to videotape it. We have to videotape it. Stuart, can you film?
When you're finished, just come to stillness and wait patiently in stillness. But keep going if you have more. Begin to bring it to a close. And stillness, pause, let it come to a real end. And then take a bow, and everybody on this side, applaud for what you saw. Thank you. I didn't see that coming. Now we are the audience. So you will perform yours, and when you're finished, you'll just come to stillness and wait. And sometimes it's fun to imagine that this is often happening in our own minds. There's like parts of us performing, parts of us witnessing. So there's that layer too. Performers, begin. Begin to let it come toward an end. Everyone ending in stillness. Coming to stillness. Let there be a real end. And now take your bow and give them a round of applause. And then please come to a big seated circle like we started. Do you want to ask if anyone wants to go?
Hmm?
Do you want to ask if anyone wants to go? Mm-hmm.
You guys, that was amazing again. Thank you so much for your willingness to be present and awesome and available and curious. We recognize that it's approaching time, so I know we squeeze a lot into a very short amount of time, so we value ending on time. If you need to go, it's 1 minute to 12, and right. I just want to say that at any point, if you need to go. But if you can stay, we wanted to just open up the opportunity if anyone would like to show with their partner, just the two of them, in the middle of the circle, fully realized, amazing awesomeness. Hmm? And you, maybe at the end, yes, we can vote for our favorite. Do we have any brave volunteers? Yes, okay, great. Come on up. Thank you. One more.
Usually if your heart is pounding, that means,
We often tell ourselves the way we make decisions in what we're going to do is if we feel like we're going to die, that's kind of a sign for a yes. So if you're feeling like that, if you're feeling super tremulous in any possible way, it could mean, maybe, possibly. Any duets? Anyone who would go if you went with another partnership?
I think it's a no.
Great. Fine. Fantastic. Okay. So we want to say thank you. Again, we realize that you may not all be performing artists who will create like this in your everyday life, but we really value the idea that we're creating with each other all the time. So these moments of contact and this creative potential for intimacy and aliveness and pure magic sometimes exists in the elevator, in the restaurant, meeting in the hallway. So perhaps the next time you meet someone, you may just imagine the dance that happens or is happening. And we just want to really thank you for your openness and your willingness to be on this ride with us.
We would love to have a lot of time to reflect because we did so much and we're at time. So we're going to stay for about 5 more minutes and we have a couple questions. If you want to stay and you feel like you need to integrate and reflect, please stay. If you need to go, go ahead, but please leave quietly because we're going to just keep the conversation going about 5 more minutes. We have business cards, and feel free to take one. And we're performing in here on Friday at 4 p.m., 1600. It's a 30-minute performance, dance theater performance called Choose One, and we'd love to have you. So feel free to take a card. If you're going to stay, we're just curious if anyone wants to share out loud what, first of all, what was most challenging for you in any of what we did? Because we didn't have much time to stop along the way. What was most challenging?
Being seen. It was easier with my eyes closed, but being seen is hard. It's really uncomfortable.
I was her partner. I really enjoyed being seen. That was easy. Okay.
So we're interested in what was most challenging and what was most valuable. So,
or relevant
or interesting. So maybe let's pass the mic around. You can skip, but if you want to say something challenging or something relevant or valuable.
Okay, thank you.
I think the development of movement and the communication that appeared was very surprising and very valuable. And I thought there was nothing really scary. I think it was fun.
the most challenging thing for me was If I don't feel a strong connection, it really easily brings me into dark corners and brings the dark shit out of me. And the most valuable thing was to feel very secure in this environment.
The most challenging was a misunderstanding, not to be touched in the first exercise. The most valuable it was to feel more and more energy and more creativity.
The value for me was the development of trust.
Most challenging was to fully relax. And valuable was this incredible freedom that movements give.
The most challenging for me was to make myself open at the beginning.
The biggest challenge was, I guess, right at the start, just letting go of the constrictions in the body and letting it start to flow. But this last experience was unique and it just felt like a really balanced kind of partnership for that exercise, and really valued it.
Something really valuable to me was this phrase about breathing, removing anxiety. Just the moment you breathe, it's just kind of how that's the difference. Thank you for that.
The most difficult for me was about laughing on demand, on command, and stop laughing, actually. And then the most valuable was linked to it, like the playfulness and the joy that came.
Something valuable that I got out of this is just knowing that such a deep connection can come quickly if you just kind of allow it to be there and to exist. And so just that potential, it's really neat. And it was really fun exercises.
In my experience, be seen is at the same time valuable and challenging.
Most challenging for me was to make my partner feel comfortable and safe. And the most valuable was to make it happen, something together. Yes, it was amazing.
For me, the most challenging is to go from affinity to clarifying what is that we can do together. So it is strange for me. So it was an experience, and the value is in the yes. So.
Most challenging for me is to get out of my head. And so the most valuable actually was an idea for a presentation tomorrow. So you'll have to come to that to see what it was if we do it.
Most challenging was to open to someone I really don't know. And then I was very happy how easy it's going.
Challenging to let go of my thoughts and judgments, and valuable and sort of amazing was how that process led to a very easeful way of creating what we created very quickly. It just sort of, it flowed, and that was fun.
Challenging is the commonly agreement of an it, to find it together. Valuable was a lot of stuff. I like really these touching of the heart from both sides. And the power of laughing. It's incredible.
It was very valuable how easy laughing was and all many other things.
The most challenging was to stay in the experience of my body and not going into thought. And the most valuable, I really felt the freedom to be and move as I want. And I felt trust in my partner for him to be and move how he wanted to.
So most challenging was to be seen. But then I remembered that we all are one, which is experience I made a couple of years ago. And when I refer back to this experience, it's always so easy, and then all the co-creation with my partner, for me at least, it seemed very natural and easy. There was no ego fights at any point, and at least I thought so. I don't know if Daniel felt the same way too, but for me it was really like co-creating from above ego position. So yeah, lovely, thank you.
The most challenging for me was to stay present during the fake laughter. Not to feel that inauthentic stuff going on, but to stay there and like, what's this about? And the most valuable was the trust and the joy. Hmm.
I also, the most valuable part was also being seen. That was challenging.
Can I ask Daniel? Yes. Can I ask did staying present with the fake laughter ever turn it into real laughter? Or did it stay fake?
Yes, there were moments of transformation into real, genuine.
Yeah. No, just, I got one, I challenge, yeah. The challenge for me was navigating the switch between leading and not leading, and when and how, and a bit odd, a bit weird somehow.
We're going to finish just one more question, and we'll take like two answers if you really feel a burning desire to respond. But like you said, is there any particular way or particular thing that you know you're going to carry forward into the conference, an insight or an idea? Just want to hear from two people for a practical movement forward.
I think yes and process. I will definitely. I love that. Cool. Really good.
That's fun. Thanks. Anybody else have a pragmatic, this is what I'm taking forward? Hey! Cool. So when meeting someone, imagining like invisibly, what is the dance? Or maybe you just start actually dancing. Okay. We'll finish on that invitation to dance when you want to.
Do you want to say anything else?
Okay, great. Thank you all so much. We'll see you out there. Yes, and. Yes, and.
Thank you. So, thank you.